The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and get started? So, settling in for our period of meditation. And my aim for this particular sit is to begin by evoking some a quality that I'll describe as we're doing it. And then offering several options for how we might evoke that, we'll sit mostly in silence, and you can do your regular practice and observe how it was to sit in the presence of the quality that we're evoking. Okay, so settling in and closing the eyes gently, if that's comfortable for you. Just allowing the attention to come inward. Feeling the body sitting. Maybe feeling where you're being supported. So your seat against the chair or the cushion or the bench, or if you're lying down, just feeling the support and allowing yourself to be supported, letting go into the support of your seat and ultimately of the earth. Feeling that stability, that groundedness. Allowing the energy of the body to settle downward. In case it was up in the head, bringing it down farther into the body. And even from the body, we can sometimes let the energy sink down into the earth. Kind of a feeling of rootedness. And then the body may feel like a tree rising up, or if it's more flexible, it can feel like a sea plant rising off the seafloor, floating in the water. Just to whatever degree you can feel that, allowing that sense in the body. And allowing the mind to come into presence. So mindfulness, being aware of any sensations in the body. Checking in with the current climate in the heart, the mind. How are you? Whatever's there is fine. We just want to include it in our awareness. There's a mood or any emotions or thoughts. We can let them be there, but intend to bring the attention into the present moment. to whatever degree possible, finding a way to rest with whatever is present for you right now. So as we continue sitting together, we'd like to evoke a sense of refuge or confidence in practice. Or for some of you, the word faith may work. And classically, there are many, many ways to do this. You may have a personal one, but I would just like to invite, I'll offer a few of them. You can see if something works. So as we sit, we may consider that we are following a long line of practitioners that goes all the way back to the historical Buddha. When the Buddha sat in meditation, it was not so different from this. He too had a mind and a body. And when he started out, it was pretty much like ours. And yet he found awakening. So we may be inspired. We may consider further that the Buddha offered teachings, instructions for how to be with our experience. What a gift. Even if you're a new practitioner, quite new, you may already have a sense that what we learn, mindfulness, awareness of the body, these are so helpful, given that we didn't really get an instruction manual with our mind and body. We can be inspired by the Dharma. It really does work. In small ways, and maybe you even know in large ways. It's good to be doing what we're doing right now. We can also be inspired or supported by the Sangha, by the other practitioners on this path. We're supported by a lot of people who have practiced through the years, who are sitting with us right now. Model for us the goodness that comes from practice. Some are teachers. Sometimes it's just nice to know that There's a bunch of other people sitting out there. At any given moment, there are people all over the world somewhere meditating. We can feel like we're joining a vast stream of practice that will carry us. These are the three classic ways to connect with a sense of refuge: Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And I'll offer two other brief reflections that are also in the teachings. We can also consider our own ethical conduct, our own goodness. The fact that we try to live well. We try to live a life that is non-harming, that includes some care for others, a way of being in the world that is somehow peaceful or beneficial. This is meant to be inspiring to us, that we live this way, that we're contributing in this way, so we can feel happy with our good intentions and our good actions. And we can also be inspired by our own generosity, what we give. If we have a sensibility that being here is not just about taking, but about offering material resources, our time, our attention, our compassion, countless acts of giving throughout the day. The world really operates on this kind of generosity, simple moment to moment. Couldn't function without it. And we contribute. This too is meant to be inspiring to us. So it's said that any of these simple reflections leads to a gladness about the practice, a sense of confidence. This is a good thing to do. And we can just rest in that sense. Use it as a bolster or a way of fostering clarity and mindfulness as we continue to sit together. So choosing your usual practice, breath or body, something else, just seeing if this sense of refuge and confidence can inform the way you continue to sit. Do you find that sitting with a sense of refuge or confidence in the practice informs your meditation? Is there some additional clarity to the mind or focus on what you're doing, or a deeper sense of compassion? Any difference? Just noticing that. So if you found that there is a positive impact from connecting with your own sense of care, sense of faith in the practice, you might consider that that can positively impact others also, even without needing to say anything explicit. Carrying with you the sense that the Dharma is an important part of your life, that mindfulness is something that can inform the way we go through the day. Just carrying that in you can help others. They too may feel a sense of connection to the present. They may feel your harmlessness just in an intuitive, subtle way. Your benefit and goodness in the world is increased when you know that in yourself. It's kind of a hidden side benefit of all this practice that it does go out in unseen ways. And that too can feed back and be a source of happiness for us. So perhaps today you could just carry in your heart the sense that this practice is important to you. Just carry with you the clear knowledge that mindfulness, harmlessness, generosity are valuable. And trust that that will inform those around you also.
Thank you.
Thank you.